smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're into cool musicians, we have a couple of cool musicians coming into the studio, such as Dominic Gilly, Javi Mendoza, and Frank Awad. That's going to be coming in. So before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guests, such as Dominic Gilly, Javi Mendoza, and Frank Awad, go to our Facebook page at Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy over on Twitter. And then thanks to the hacker there, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. So at Tyrone Tan Official. And then last but not least, actually, there's this new thing called Threads. If you want to check me out on Threads, we'll see how that goes. It's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then last but not least, Facebook, Tyrone Tan over on Facebook as well. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in, we like to rotate our guest co-hosts. And, you know, so I want to say thank you to all the lovely guest co-hosts that we have had come on throughout the seasons. But I'm going to be bringing on a special guest co-host because I've got the interview on the carpets. And it's her first time into the studio. And she's a dear friend. And she just happened to be here. So I figured, why not bring her on as a guest co-host? She's a lovely, beautiful, sweet talent. She's a singer. She's an actress. She's one of those triple threats or quadruple threats. I don't know what you... But her name is... Reese Warren.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing, Reese?
Good. So,
well, welcome to StarStadium.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. So it's cool. It's kind of a surprise that you're here.
Yeah.
So cool. That,
happy
you know,
to be here.
Yeah. So tell the audience before being our guest of the hour, tell them a little bit about yourself. Just give them an idea.
Well, my name is Reese. I'm an actor, a singer. I dance. And yeah, I do piano, guitar, I voice act. I'm the voice of MC Swag on Elwha House of Surprises. I've been in a few commercials, a few movies, a few video games, and yeah.
Wow. That's it, huh? Now by the age of... I don't like asking people their ages, but I don't know. It's up to you if you want to answer that.
I'm 14.
Wow, when I was 14, I was still playing G.I. Joes. And here you got all this, you got all these credits to your name and accomplishments. So first off, the last time I got to see you, you got to perform, you're doing a concert, and I got to see you perform on that. So I think you did awesome there. So
thank you so much.
What have you been doing since that concert? Because I forget, what was that concert called?
When was that concert?
Oh gosh, it was, I don't know, but it was a couple months ago. It was during the Grammy time, I think.
The Grammy event.
Yeah.
Since the Grammy event, I've made some more music. I've just been focusing on my training and...
Awesome. Cool. And what do you like more? Do you like the singing or the acting? Because I see you always dancing on your socials, so I know you like dancing.
I do love dancing. For the acting aspect, I love voiceover acting, but I think that I prefer singing out of all of them.
Okay.
But I do love them all.
Cool. And you just went to Hawaii? Is that?
Yes, I went to Hawaii with my family.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. You're not from Hawaii, no?
No, but my grandpa is.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay. What's your nationality? Or do you mind me asking? You have a good mix.
I'm about half Hawaiian and half white.
Okay. Awesome. Well, cool. Well, we got, I have a mix as well. Because I have a little bit of Filipino, Chinese.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm ethnicity is Filipino, but my family moved to Hawaii generations ago.
Got it. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, cool. So how can people check you out? Like, they could check out your social medias or websites, or what do you got?
You can follow me on all socials at The Reese Warren.
The Reese. That's TheReeseWarren. Is that
yep.
correct? The Reese Warren. Well, cool. So I understand you know some of our guests that are coming into the studio.
Yes, I do.
So, well, before that, I don't know if you... Did you get the memo? The memo? Did you get the memo? Is that the guest co-host of the hour, we talk about some movie reviews. Now, I know there's like a strike going on, stuff like that, so movie. We can't really talk about like studio type movies, mm-hmm. but is there any kind of, I don't know, I don't know if we can even talk about it. Any independent films maybe you've seen or anything that, or what do you like? Do you like TV shows or?
I love TV shows and movies. I love just watching them on my free time. I don't know any that I can mention.
Yeah,
right
you
now,
know, though. Yeah, you know, we'll skip that part. But you know what? Yeah. Just so you know, we didn't forget. There's just a lot of stuff going on in the industry that we're going to respect, and we'll skip the review part. So maybe we'll be able to talk in lieu of that. We'll just talk more and get more information about the guest. How's that?
Yeah.
So okay, well then I don't know about this. And so since we won't do the movie reviews, did you get that other memo? You didn't get the other memo? Oh, come on, Reese, Mike, come on. No, the other memo is the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way to make the guest of the hour to bring him into the studio, to make them feel special. So it's like, meaning to say, sometimes we bring in guests such as on, Millennium Falcons or maybe limos, you know, stuff like that, or hang gliders. Did you arrange a way? Or I could go to my backup plan, arrange a way to bring in these guests of the hour to make them feel special. Like, because I was thinking they're like these cool guys. I mean, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think they're these brawny guys, these masculine men. No, I thought maybe we'd bring them in, like maybe a chariot style. What do you think? Or unless you have another idea, like on a chair.
Sure.
So why don't we do that? Yeah, I think these guys are. Have you known these guys for a while?
I just recently met two of them, but I've known one of them for about. A little over a year.
Oh, awesome. Okay, we'll find out who that is. I'm going to assume I think I might know, but maybe the audience. Okay, there's three of them. So just so you guys know, we're bringing in Dominic Ely, Javi Mendoza, Frank Awan, who are great musicians, and they collaborated to do some music together, which we're going to be finding out. So again, here they come. So what you're going to do, Reese, you're going to open up that studio hatch right there. You see all those fans outside? Just we're going to wave to them, and then on a count of three, you're going to whistle in the horses, and then we're going to bring them in on the chariot, okay? So on the count of three, here we go. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here they come. On a chariot.
Oh.
There they are, waving to all the fans out there. Here they are.
Yep.
People throwing roses at them. They're stopping for selfies and some autographs.
Oh, my goodness.
Here they come. Okay. Oh, girls, I don't know if they're taken or what, but I don't know. There's a lot of them. But here they come into the studio. Okay. Here they come. Oh, someone's pulling Dominic's shirt or something. I don't know. No, here they are. Coming in. They're musicians. They look like cool cats. Here they come into the studio. We got Dominic Ely, Javi Mendoza, and Frank Awad. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dominic Ely, Javi Mendoza, and Frank Awad. Welcome to StarsNameIt.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, guys.
What's thank good?
You. All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Reese, for arranging that. Someone.
Those roses smelled really good.
Yeah. Oh, look, your shirt's all torn up now.
I know. You know. I got tears right here. Yeah, everywhere.
Just give it away to the fans over there. Well, cool, man. So, well, Dominic, it was great to see you again. The last
good
time we saw
you
was at this Grammy event as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
We got a lot of mutual friends, so to speak. and then, you know, Javi and Frank, this is our first time, so great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
So
happy to be here.
I heard that you guys, one of you guys, or maybe some of you, flew in recently, or did you guys just fly in or no?
Yeah, we flew in Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like a minute.
Well, yeah.
Maybe jet lag. Maybe we'll say it's jet lag. Where'd you fly in from?
Tired. From El Salvador.
Oh, wow.
That's where we live.
Is this your first time to LA?
No, my second time.
Okay. Wow. How long the flight? How long was the flight?
5 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's not that bad.
but we slept all the way because it was at 5:48 that we left a.m., so it was tiring.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. Thanks. Great to have you guys here. And are you guys all friends before, or you guys just kind of all met in the elevator or something like that?
We were part of the same record label, which is We Believe Records.
Okay.
Run by Wendy, our manager. So
Wendy, what's your last name? I'm thinking Peter Pan and Wendy. You know, there's a lot of Wendy's out there. Like, we'll give her a shout out. What's
Wendy Argueta?
Wendy
Argueta. She's here.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So we had to do something together. So when the opportunity to make the remix to our song came, we knew that making it in another language, like adding a English chorus and an English verse, it would make it like really dynamic and open it for other markets.
Wow, dynamic. Hold on, let me look that up. Hold on. Anyway, so what we're gonna do? We're gonna if the fans aren't fans already, hopefully make it more fans and be supportive. So what we want to do? We want to start up. I don't know if your people talk to your people about, or my people talk to your people about the hard hitting question that we start off with. Do you guys know? Okay,
no,
we start
no,
with
no.
Reese. Do you know? Okay, we start out with this very very hard hitting question. We just like to just go off the bat. Okay, ready?
Hit me.
Okay, Dominic, you're gonna go first.
Okay, I got you.
Here's the question.
I got
the question is very hard hitting is, were you born and raised?
That's a tough one.
I like to start them off to the top, so that way everything else is easier for me.
Well, I was born and raised in Orange County, so not too far from here.
Okay.
I was born in Huntington.
Okay.
But raised a majority of my life in Laguna Niguel.
Okay.
But never really left the California area. But my parents they moved from Romania here about 25 years ago.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Awesome. And Javi Mendoza, where are you born and raised?
In El Salvador.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then what about you, Frank Awad?
In El Salvador.
Let me ask you this before I keep going. Are you guys good friends or brothers?
Yeah, we're very good friends.
Yeah.
I met Javi in a party like 2 years ago, and I am a freestyler. So at parties, I always like to rap with the people or throw a freestyle. So Javi had a few songs out and he was looking for somebody to collaborate.
Okay.
So I met him at that party and I presented as a freestyler and he told me, okay, show me. Show me some freestyle. And I did a freestyle at the party and then we started chatting and the song came out that is Conocerte, the original one.
That's awesome. That's cool because that's an elongated answer from where you're born and raised. But
I know.
No, I'm going to get to that part. No, but that's awesome. So Dominic, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in showbiz and as a musician?
Yeah.
Or what did you?
So kind of, because I mean from as like early as I can remember, I've always been in a musical family. Like my dad, he played the oboe, my mom played the piano and the flute, my aunt played the flute, my grandma is still an opera singer.
Wow.
She's now a teacher at like a really really big college for music in Romania. So everyone around me when I was little was all doing music, and I was always doing music from a little age, and I kind of knew at a certain point that like I really like this is what I want to do. That's essentially.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what about yourself, Javi Mendoza? Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in the music scene or in showbiz?
Yeah, well, all of my family like really inspired me to be like a musician, because first my grandfather was part of two bands. So it was like a huge motivation and honor to be part of a family that had a really big figure in the music in El Salvador. So from when I was really little, like my grandfather taught me to play the guitar, and also my brother played the guitar and sang. So we did like covers and we sang a lot like in family. we danced in like the weddings of our family members. So I am part of a really musical family. So I'm really blessed with that, and all of my my family members, they really support me and really enjoy the idea of me becoming a musician.
Awesome. And last but not least, Frank Awad. Did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in
I discovered my passion for music because of freestyle. I started freestyling and I started getting better with the time, and I thought, like, if I can improvise some letters in a beat, why don't I try to write? So I started composing some songs. Then I met Javi, we started working, and here we are.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, let's go with Dominique Illy.
Yes,
who are your inspirations into the industry, so to speak?
Currently?
Or was there anyone that inspired you to get into the scene?
I mean, my family, really. Like, in the beginning, my grandma's, like, an amazing singer, like amazing. She to this day teaches me all my technique, and all. She's the one who helps me get better. So, like, from a young age, she's definitely been like my main inspiration. Awesome. But artist-wise, or people in the music industry that I really look up to, recently has been Tyler the Creator. I love him so much. He does completely different music than what I do, but I love him so much. I love his form of music. He's so different from everyone out there.
Awesome.
So yeah.
What about Javi Mendoza? Who's your inspiration getting into music?
I really like tropical urban reggaeton singers, like, for example, Manuel Turizo, Sebastián Yatra, Rauw Alejandro, and I also have a lot of inspiration from people like Freddie Mercury, John Lennon, Bruno Mars, Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes, and a lot of different artists from different genres.
Awesome, 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 awesome. And last but not least, Frank Awad.
My idol, it's a Latin singer that is named Quevedo.
You know, it's funny. We have him coming in right now. I'm teasing. No. What's his name one more time? Quevedo. You said Quevedo?
Quevedo.
Quevedo.
It's a Latin artist. I like his style, so maybe one day I will be like him.
Awesome. And then, Reese, we'll ask you this, guest co-host. Was there anyone that inspired you to get into the industry?
Well, I don't know. When I was younger, I watched a lot of TV with my mom, and we would watch on television just a lot of singers. And also, I have a very musical family, too, although none of them have actually pursued that career. But yeah, I just got inspired by a lot of the things that I grew up around, and that's what I wanted to do.
Well, since you were on the subject with you, as the guest goes, you have an opportunity before we cut to, let's say, a music break, so to speak. You have any questions for them? Either Dominique, Javi, or Frank, or an all around group question, maybe?
How was the experience making the song?
Personally, when I first did the demo, I was really excited because I really like doing reggaeton style beats and songs. So I really wanted to hear like a more deep voice and like a more rapping style. So when I met Frank, it was like a realization, like, whoa, I should put him in the song. So when I heard his verse, I was really excited. Like, I thought like the song was complete. And when we did the remix, I sent out the instrumental. And when Dominic sent the verse, also I was like really shocked and impacted on how good it sounded, and the mix and the contrast of the vocals, like the deep tone of Frank, like the sweet, satisfying voice of Dominic, and also my delivery. I think it was like the perfect mix, so it was really excited to hear the end result.
Cool. And then how did you guys, okay, so I know you said you originally had the same record label, but like, is it just what someone over there said, hey, you guys should all like hang out and start to work together? I mean, because there's so many artists on record labels in general, but like, what was it about? Why do you think you guys were mixed together, so to speak?
I think since we have the same manager, I think the managers like want their artists to shine together. So like to make a collaboration like this, it was an opportunity to like use this song like as a trampoline for three of our careers, and like really promote it and like embrace it as a song purely made from the record label.
That's awesome, awesome. And now, did you guys work like overseas or like yeah. on a Zoom style, or did you guys meet beforehand, like coming in like at the label, mm-hmm. or how did it all work out?
So funny story. When we first started working on the song, we had this meeting before we recorded anything, and we got to the meeting, and I had not heard the song yet. So we got to the meeting, and I didn't know that my dad had sent me the song like an hour before, and he was like, in the text, listen to the song. But I was in like a completely different city. I was in San Francisco, uh-huh. on a vacation, and he was like, he sent me a text, and I get to the meeting, and they're like, did you listen to the song? And I'm like, no. So I had to get out of the meeting, listen to it, and then we had the meeting. But yeah, we did everything overseas. I recorded the vocals at my studio back in OC, sent them to Javi. He did everything from his studio, and then if there was anything else I needed to add, it was all overseas. Actually, the first time we met was about 2 weeks ago when I went to El Salvador.
Oh, you still went to El Salvador?
Yeah.
Just to do the music? No,
so we did it for a media tour there. We went to a ton of TV shows and radio stations, and we filmed a music video for the same song. And then after, I went to Dominican for same thing, essentially.
Awesome. Wow. That's awesome. And then how do you guys like U.S. versus El Salvador for you guys? And the differences?
It's really nice, actually. It's like a different culture here, but there's a lot of Latin people here, so I feel like it's like a different environment, but it's like really pretty. We went to the Santa Monica Pier. It was really amazing to see all the lights and the decoration and all of the culture that we could see through the pier. And yeah, we're really happy to be here and excited to learn and know more about here.
So I think we'll go cut to a music break. We're gonna play your song. Do you want to talk, like, tell the audience, like, okay, what's this song? What's it about, or what? Mm-hmm. Or do you want them to hear it and then we'll talk about it?
What do y'all want to do?
Maybe they can hear it, then
we'll talk about it. Okay, yeah, the name is it Conocerte?
Yeah, it's Conocerte Remix.
Conocerte Remix. And then it's done by you guys, Dominique Illy, Javi Mendoza, Frank Awad. Now, sure. My guest co-host, normally we'll have the guest co-host introduce the song. Did you catch all that? I knew. Okay, so the name of the song is Conocerte Remix.
You could say
coming up is Conocerte Remix by, and then you could say all three names. Let's try it. Okay, ready?
Now, coming up is
Conocerte.
Okay. Now, coming up is Conocerte Remix by Frank, Javi, and Dominic.
Yeah. Dominic Illy, Javi Mendoza, Frank Awad. Again, this is Conocerte Remix. Again, by these three gentlemen, Dominic Illy, Javi Mendoza, Frank Awad. We're going to play it, and then we'll talk more about it. Okay, so let's here we go. Go. Yeah. One more time. What's the name of the song?
Conocerte.
Remix. Conocerte Remix. Okay, here we go, and then we'll be right back. Okay, here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Te veo de lejos, bailando con tus amigas sin miedo del montón, y no me la creo. De la nada tu silueta se ha iluminado.
Oh, I want you close to me. All I wanna know is what I can see. So come on, let me know.
It's the remix. Déjame conocerte, yo ya quiero tenerte, y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte. Déjame conocerte, yo ya quiero tenerte, y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte. De la primera vez que tú me miraste a mí, sabía que no hay otra.
importa que se compare a ti. Esto que yo siento no es normal. Tú me transportas a otra realidad.
Ay, baby, ¿qué le hiciste a mi pana? Si te sigue mirando y son las 3 de la mañana. Y él aún pensando que la noche está temprana. De ti él me va a hablar toda la semana. Y dice que no hay otro igual, que como tú no hay más. Que lo tienes enviciado con tu forma criminal. En la pista tiene muchos fans sin ser artista. Pero ponlo de primero en tu lista. Atrévete, que él se vuelve loco cada vez que te ve. Yo sé que tú quieres con él, no puedes esconderlo. Y es que uno se ve.
Let me get to know you, girl, you know that I want to. I can't wait to see you. Just give me a chance, or just promise me that, oh no. Let me get to know you, girl, you know that I want to. And I can't wait to see you. Take it slow, feel alright. No, I don't wanna lose you by my side. And you know I would never wanna lie. And you don't need all the fancy things. Oh, I don't care what you bring. All I want is love and your company. I'm falling for you so suddenly.
Una Mona Lisa con flow parece modelo. Pero si negó con tan buen gusto y sentido del humor. Imposible que no llamarás mi atención.
Y yo soy testigo que él no es ningún farsante. Hazle caso y ve pa'lante. Sé que contigo él va a ser un estudiante. Para que le enseñes cómo amarte. Tú lo tienes buscado y vuelto loco. Sé que tiene un futuro y yo nunca me equivoco. Ahora te eligió y en ti puso su foco. Y se enfocó en lo poco que te loco. Ha mirado de tu rostro, se alborota. Si te toca, que tú quieres, se te nota. Si lo miras, lo provoca. Así que no te hagas la loca. Dale la suerte de complacerte.
Déjame conocerte. Yo ya quiero tenerte. Y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte. Déjame conocerte. Yo ya quiero tenerte. Y mañana volver a verte. Solo dame un chance para convencerte.
Alrighty, that was Reese. What was that called?
Conocerte.
Remix.
Sorry.
Pretty good, pretty good though. That's Conocerte and Remix by Dominic Ely, Javi Mendoza, and Frank Awad. Well, welcome back, guys and ladies to Stars Entertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. So again, that was the Conocerte Remix. What do you think, Reese?
I think it's amazing.
Cool. And I want to know what you guys think. Let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, it's called Conocerte Remix. It's spelled Conocerte Remix. And it's, again, it's by Dominic Ely, Javi Mendoza, and Frank Awad. But better yet, if you really like that song, how could they check it out? Where could they pick it up or listen to it?
Y'all
or?
Can go find it at any of our social medias, on Spotify, YouTube, any streaming platform under any of our names.
So to clarify for the audience, you're not one band, you're just three artists that happen to be signed by the same record label.
Exactly.
That just collaborated to do one song together. Yes, but sir. You guys all individually, you guys could see it on each other's platform, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Exactly.
Cool. And then, and again, what's your socials, Dominique?
Yeah, you guys can find me literally anywhere under DominiqueElie.
Okay, and then Javi Mendoza?
You can follow me on Instagram as Javi Mendoza Music, on TikTok as well, also on all the streaming platforms, including YouTube, as Javi Mendoza. You can find there the music videos, lyric videos, and different musical content. So, yeah.
Okay, and last but not least, Frank Awad.
You can follow me in all social media as Frank Awad. It's Frank AWAD, and I'm in all music platforms too.
You might want to just be a little louder there. You're too quiet, man. Did we lock someone out? Is someone out? Someone sold it? Or anyways. Anyway, and then also, Reese, how do people check you out?
You can find me at The Reese Warren on all platforms.
Okay, cool. So again, that was Conocerte Remix. So let's talk about what inspired you, and what is and forgive me if I don't know, but what does Conocerte mean?
Y'all can say that, but I think I know what it means.
Conocerte is like to meet you. It's like I want to meet you.
Is this a word from El Salvador?
From Spanish.
So how would you use it in a sentence, so to speak?
Yo quiero conocerte is I want to meet you.
Oh, okay.
All yeah. Right. So yeah, basically the story of the song is that I come into a party and I see a girl from afar and I start to think to myself like, whoa, I want to meet that girl. And then I come close to her and I say like, I want to meet you, like give me your number, let's hang out tomorrow. I want to see you every day of my life.
It's a pickup song.
Yeah. So, and also it's really exciting because Frank originally has the role of being like the wingman of the situation. So he starts to try to persuade the girl that I'm like a good person and like I'm not gonna do anything bad to her and like she's gonna enjoy herself with me and you know, like basically helping me to connect the relationship there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then like how did let me ask you this, was it inspired by a situation, like were you at some party and then
yeah of course.
Most I of have my helped songs. Javi a lot of times.
Yeah I have helped Frank as well, so
oh, you're his wingman.
Yeah
awesome.
We're each other's wingman.
Let me ask you this, what do you have was there a girl per se that you really like that you're like, I'm gonna write this, and then did you by any chance present the song to her and say, hey, this is about you, because I tried to pick you up at this party but you
well, the situation ended up like a bit negative, so so I wasn't able to talk to her like without like being mad. so yeah, it was a situation.
Okay. And what
situation?
And what about Dominic? Did you know going into it what the song is about, or you just kind of like?
Yeah, so I got the lyrics translated for me before I started writing to it, and my goal with this song essentially was to take the lyrics in the part that I was singing in, because the original is obviously in Spanish, and I just took the parts that I was singing in and tried to make them as close to the translation in Spanish without it sounding cheesy, or making it rhyme and making it sound cool. So that was essentially like my goal when writing this song.
That's awesome. And then you guys just kind of like collaborated and listened to it.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys sing together at any point? Or like, meaning like you guys were in like, sing, or do you guys all just record separately and then it all kind of came?
I mean, I don't know about Frank and Javi, but I recorded it separately from them.
Awesome. So did you relate to this song or no? Or you don't have trouble with girls or what?
I mean, like from past situationships, yeah. Awesome. I mean, everyone goes through it.
Is there a specific person that you've had, or is there a person out there that we could say, oh, that's I don't like to say a type, but is there someone that you'd be like, oh my gosh, this person?
There's people that are very I would relate to. We ain't gonna say no names, but yeah, there's definitely people out there that awesome. I could relate to with this.
Is there someone you would love to meet that you've always had a crush on? Like, let's say celebrity wise.
A celebrity?
Yeah.
Dua Lipa, bro.
Nah, if I were to meet when I was younger, my celebrity crush was Ariana Grande. Grande?
Okay. How about Javi Mendoza? What was your celebrity crush?
Dua Lipa, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frank Awad, what about you?
The same as Javi. Dua Lipa.
Wow. Okay. What is it about Dua Lipa for you? Just curiosity.
Like her attitude, her face.
Face. Her
face. When she dances. Her outfits.
Oh. Whoa. That's okay. What about Reese? What about you? Is there a celebrity crush that you have by chance?
Not one that I can think of right now.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything good. Yeah.
Okay. So people could check this out again. They could they could just go to each of your guys' socials.
Yes. So they could go to either Frank's, Javi's, or my. Literally anywhere and find the song. So on Instagram, there's links to it everywhere. On Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, YouTube, everywhere.
And what would you guys like to collaborate? Or you guys want to collaborate more together and do something?
For sure.
Yes, we will.
For sure in the future. Yeah.
What is your guys' future plan, so to speak? Any other projects that you want to do, or like what's your goal
here in LA? Actually, tomorrow I'll film a music video for my next single. So I'm excited for that, and also I have a lot of singles coming up for the rest of the year, and in 2024 I want to release an album.
Awesome. And then what about yourself, Frank? Oh, wow.
I will release a song this Friday.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's pretty, like, you're all determined. You're like, yeah. Like,
I will
win an Oscar tomorrow. I'm going to release a song Friday. You know what?
Yeah, Friday.
Tomorrow.
Friday.
That's awesome. Friday. Did you already write it, record it?
It's ready.
Okay, that's
cool.
Okay, that's awesome. And then what about yourself, Dominique?
Yeah, the biggest project that's coming out next is I'm working on an album that might be coming out soon. But in the nearest future, I'm releasing a few more singles in the next few months. But the big, big thing is an album coming out soon.
Awesome. And then let's give a shout out to the record label. What's the record label that you guys...
It's We Believe Records.
We Believe Records. Awesome.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And then Reese Warren. My lovely guest co-host. Do you have any other questions before I get more into the nitty-gritty of things? Any other questions that you think maybe you might know, because you know some of them, but or maybe you think fans out there would like to know, even if you know the question or know the answer. So is there anything that you think that comes to mind that you could ask these gentlemen? You're the guest co-host.
I don't think I do.
Okay. What about this? If you could collaborate with somebody, ooh, aside from these gentlemen,
ooh,
who would you like to work with? Dominique.
Oh my God, there's
Illy.
So many people. Do I have to choose one? Can I make a top three?
Sure. Okay, we'll make okay, you never okay, know. Okay. We'll manifest. Let's see if we can manifest this.
Okay. Number one, all day, every day of the year, Tyler the Creator. Okay. I know, like, I look up into him so much. I love his production. I love his everything about him. I just love. Second, probably Ariana.
Okay.
Because I love Ariana's music. I love her style, just everything. And then probably Bruno. Yeah.
Okay. Bruno Mars?
Yes, awesome. Sir.
I know. I already know your answer, Dua Lipa. Is there anyone else?
Dua Lipa. Bad Bunny could be one. Rauw Alejandro. Charlie Puth. And if it's Dead or Alive, I would do Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson.
Okay. Awesome. What about yourself, Frank?
I will do Quevedo and some other Latin artists like Rauw Alejandro or a Spanish rapper that is named Eladio Carrion.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome. And then what do you guys, have you guys plan to do maybe a music video for this song? Or
yeah, we filmed.
We already did.
Did you do that like
that's what I was
yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Knowing
yeah.
Frank won, he's like, I'm going to do a movie tomorrow.
And it's out tomorrow.
you guys already filmed?
Yeah, we filmed it yesterday, out tomorrow.
Wow.
no, but we filmed it up in El Salvador when I was there. And yeah, we're going to release it soon.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yes, sir.
So what are other things that you enjoy doing aside from music? Is there anything, any other hobbies that you like
to
do?
It's a lot. I love, I have this thing, it's called a Suron. I love going riding on it. It's like an e-bike that goes like 50 miles an hour. But it's not a motorcycle. It's really, really fun. It's kind of like an electric dirt bike, essentially. I love riding on that thing. I love going surfing.
I collect a lot of different things because I'm weird like that.
Like, what? Tell me what you collect. Cause I'm a collector of stuff.
The biggest thing I collect right now is Pokemon cards.
Oh, okay.
But before that, it was vinyls.
Okay.
And then before that, it was like rocks. And then there's a lot. It just gets weirder and weirder down the line.
Rocks, all right. Yeah. That's an easy Christmas gift for you.
No. It was like pretty quartz
rocks.
We'll
be like going to, you'll have a Christmas party. Me and Reese will be going, what should we get him? Just some rock. Go get the rock. So, what about yourself? Hobby Benoza, any hobbies that you like aside from doing the music thing?
I like going to the beach. And I
think
like
about Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Listening to Dua Lipa.
Also, I like, it's still related to music, but I like producing to other artists. So I do the beat and the mix engineering and the master engineering for different artists from El Salvador. So I really enjoy doing that. Also, riding bicycle.
I know what you really like doing. You like laughing. No.
And going to Dua Lipa concert.
As long as it got Dua Lipa, you're fine. And then Frank, what? Any hobbies?
I practice martial arts.
Oh, okay.
Such as karate, jiu-jitsu, boxing. A little bit.
You guys make each other laugh the whole time.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's Harry's fault. It's Harry's fault.
Awesome. Well, cool. And then, so obviously, the show's ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. Yes. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that they maybe want to do what you guys do or follow their dreams in general? We'll start with you, Dominique Illy.
I remember doing this a while, and it'll always be the same answer. No matter what somebody tells you, if somebody says, like, you can't do that, yes, you can. As long as you try hard enough and work on it, you'll do it.
Okay. Javi Mendoza, any inspiring words of wisdom for someone that wants to do what you do?
If you don't believe in yourself, nobody will. So, basically, like, you have to...
Was that from a Panda Express fortune cookie?
No, I'm teasing. We actually ate Panda Express. So yeah. Maybe I got that one subconsciously. Yeah. So, work hard, and nothing is for free in this life. So you have to be perseverant and responsible. Like, take yourself seriously and your career seriously, because nobody's going to do it if you don't.
Got it. And then last but not least, Frank Awad. What inspiring words was that?
I think a musical career is based in discipline, because nowadays an artist has to do more things than only releasing music.
Sorry, he's making me laugh. Yeah. He's like, no. I'm serious.
Sorry. Go ahead, Frank.
Finish up.
I was about to finish, but you have to create content, interviews, promote yourself, so discipline is a key for success.
And actually, Reese Warren, the lovely Reese Warren, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that may want to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
If you really want it, never give up. Also, if you don't want it, then if you don't really believe in yourself and you don't want it, then don't do it.
Okay. That's if you want
that's
it.
Really motivation.
Okay, wait.
Don't do it.
Sorry, wait.
If you don't want it, don't do it.
Wait, let me say something else.
If you want it, want it. If you don't want it,
if you don't want to eat your salad, don't do it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let me say something else. Okay. Never give up. If you really want it, then never give up.
Okay. But if you don't want it,
extreme opposite.
Okay.
Yo, if I don't want to go on the hike, does that mean I don't have to do it?
No, you have to do it.
Unfortunate.
All right. So, So any other upcoming projects, anything else that you guys want to promote, anything like talk about really quickly, or websites one more time, or social medias?
Yeah, you guys can find us, you can find me at least on Dominique Illy, literally anywhere, DominiqueIllie. And stay tuned for the new music video that we have coming out. It'll be really cool.
Okay, and then Jim, Javi Mendoza, your socials one more time?
Javi Mendoza Music on Instagram and TikTok, and Javi Mendoza on all the music platforms. And also, I want to announce that we're going to be singing at the Salvi Fest Festival This Sunday, September 3rd, so you have to go. General admission is sold out, but you can purchase the VIP pass, so you can go. So, yeah, we're going to wait for a lot of people to come there.
Awesome. Where's it at?
It's at the Pershing Square in downtown L.A.
Awesome. And how can they get tickets? They go to.
They can go to the website, which is
probably salvifest.com. Okay. Yeah, or you could go to the link in our bios at our ads. It's in the link in our bio.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last one, and your socials, Frank Awad.
Frank Awad in every social media and music platform, and stay tuned for my release this Friday. My release of this Friday.
The one that is coming out.
Yeah. And then Reese Warren, your socials one more time.
My socials are The Reese Warren on all platforms.
The Reese Warren.
The Reese Warren.
The Reese Warren. Okay, well, cool. Guys, it was a pleasure having you guys on. Best of luck with everything that you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. And how long are you guys here before you go back to El Salvador?
Till Tuesday.
Cool, Tuesday? Yeah. That's when he's going to make another movie or something.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute, guys. I got another song.
We're traveling to Morocco, actually.
Well, cool. And anything upcoming for you, Reese? You want to promote?
I have
that
a
you
song.
Can't promote?
Yeah. I have a single coming out on September 15th. It's called Keep You Close. You can pre-save it now. So make sure to do that.
Right, so how can I pre-save it? Just go to.
You go to. You can go to the link in my bio on Instagram, or go to my Spotify. I think.
You think? Or it's your song. I don't know.
I think. But yeah, I also have...
It's at The Reese Warren.
Yes.
At The Reese Warren. Check her out. And the song one more time is called...
Keep You Close.
And then again, so if you want to check out Conocerte Remix, it's under the label. One more time, what's the label? Shout out.
We Believe Records.
We Believe Records. But yeah. You could check out that song. They each have it on their own sites.
Spotify. Everything.
Again, God bless you guys. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Reese, you're a wonderful guest co-host.
Thank you so much.
And then, so that's Dominique Ely, Javi Mendoza, Frank Awad. Again, the song is called Conocerte Remix. Check it out. And then Reese Warren's song one more time is coming out.
Keep You Close.
Keep You Close is coming out September.
September 15th.
Awesome. Well, God bless you guys. Best of luck.
Thank you.
And I want to say thank you all for listening. I love you guys all, and I appreciate all you guys' listenership. And last but not least, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.